We started the show today at 2:05 instead of getting on the air at 2, and then we got into that ridiculous conversation about 7-Eleven at the end there with Aronde Gadsden. So we're starting the 3 o'clock hour at 3:07, which means we scrubbed the 3:05 alarm today. Oh. There's no point. And I know Jimmy's disappointed. I can see he's got his little Portofino t-shirt on. What is that? It's a cruise t-shirt? That's from your cruise?
Yeah, at one of the stops.
Ah, very nice. They ran out of your size, so you had to get that one. I'm just teasing, Jimmy. It looks good.
Jimmy, good come shirt. On now. You tell him that's a 12T.
That's a good. That's a good looking shirt. I like it. So 3:05 alarm. We'll get back to it tomorrow.
I didn't know they have Baby Gap in Portofino. That's cool, man.
If you were listening to Aronde in the last segment, he was high on the Dolphins. He's never high on the Dolphins, and then you asked about the Jets. Obviously, the Bills are still a concern. Yeah. If you want to know in the AFC East what's going on with New England, I saw this tweet from Ben Volen today, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. He says, summing up the Patriots' first practice in pads, Judon doesn't suit up, has heated conversations with front office and coach, leaves. Godshow doesn't put on pads. Four players run penalty laps for mistakes. Entire offense runs a penalty lap. Uche kicked out for fighting. Is that how you pronounce his name? U-C-H-E. Kicked out for fighting. And he points out also rough day for Drake May, including a pick six.
I turned into E-40 when you asked about that dude's name. I said, ooh. I wanted to help you, bro. Oh, man, it's so funny. We're talking about what Dolphins, Patriots, Bills, Jets. Bro, I'm not worried about the Patriots. And I know Jared Mayo. Jared Mayo was a hell of a player. Now he took over, and I always say it, the guy after the guy, that's a tough spot to be in.
Tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
Tough spot to be in.
No, the Patriots, they're about to be a laughing stock, which I love.
Me too. Because don't get it wrong. When I was talking about Jason Tatum in the first hour today, like I don't care. I love the fact that it's a bleep show in Boston. I can only imagine what they're, talking about Steve Kerr and Eric Spoelstra in Boston. I was just pointing out what Kendrick Perkins and Swagoo had to say and Brian Windhorst. I'm watching the Olympics on NBC here. It's the women's 100-meter backstroke. Where are you watching the women's basketball game, Solana?
You're missing out. If you're not streaming Gold Zone on Peacock, you're not even really watching the Olympics. Let me be honest with you.
No, I don't have Gold Zone.
You do. You have Peacock if you're paying for NBC, I imagine. Yeah. And you watch The Office, which means you have Peacock, which means you have Gold Zone.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a 16 boxer.
Did y'all watch the guy that just broke Michael Phelps' record?
Yeah, the French guy.
Leon Marchant, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that joker, they need to drug test him. That's crazy.
Like ridiculous, right? Ridiculous.
Yes. Hey, yeah, Michael Phelps up there speechless.
Every stroke that he took, the crowd screaming, like it was really cool to watch.
That was cool. That's why you watch the Olympics, man. I'm getting chills just talking about watching that race. What was it, yesterday afternoon, whatever, watching that race, man. That was pretty
cool. USA Japan now. I've got it on. It's not Gold Zone. I've got it on USA.
Find my remote control.
You're not on Gold Zone, then you're not watching the four boxer right now. Field hockey, the swimming, table tennis, and the U.S. women's basketball team.
This is what I watch my wife do all weekend long. She talks into the remote, and she just goes, Olympics. And then something comes up for, the movie The Odyssey from 1965. And then she'll go, Olympics. And then The Office comes on. And she goes, Olympics. And then Olympus Has Fallen comes up. And then she says to me, can you put on the Olympics for me? And I go, there's 55 channels. What do you want to watch? I saw someone point out on Twitter, you should get a medal if you can actually find what you're looking for on Peacock.
Yes, I'm with it. Did y'all saw the men's beach volleyball?
Yeah, they lost to Cuba.
I did not.
No, there's a guy that played for the Suns. Big old white dude.
Chase Buttinger.
Budinger. And
he's a volleyball player? A beach volleyball player?
Dog.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's crazy.
He played 6 years in the NBA, and he's a bum. So he like literally changed his entire.
Called him Bumminger.
I don't know.
Yeah. So he left basketball and dedicated himself to sand volleyball.
Let's be honest. Basketball left him.
I think Hawk hit that one on the head.
I mean, he played 7 years in the NBA. Played
I'm
more
teasing.
Years in the
I'm
NFL
teasing.
Than you did, Crowder.
I'm teasing.
Crowder, that's what you should have done,
How
brother.
How did you bring me back into this with Budinger?
Well, if he's Budinger, then what are you?
I hate you.
Then what are you? I mean, you played 6 years in the NFL. You had a ton of prime years left to do something. You could have played beach volleyball.
Hey, I started.
How about fishing? Is fishing any kind of Olympic sport?
Ooh, good point, yeah.
No, they can't do that.
Why?
It's, you know what? I won't get into the deep depths of it. I've had people approach me about trying to figure out a way to monetize college fishing.
Yeah, fishing league or something.
Fishing leagues, but you can't gamble on it because how can you regulate the gambling of per pound? What do you say? A guy is going to – this guy is over.
Yeah, over under on pounds caught or whatever. I don't know enough about fishing.
Yeah, it's just – I've sat down in meetings and had this conversation, and I'm like, listen, fellas, I could whoop these little boys' asses if y'all want me to, but I don't know how to make this thing a real sport.
Well, you can't trash talk in fishing because it's all luck.
Huh?
It's not, though. It's not luck.
No, all luck. You can't
skill.
Go, oh, I can whip these boys in fishing.
I know
I mean,
I can.
Whoever, whichever fish, whichever hook or lure they decide to bite is whoever wins.
Oh, come on, man.
Come like one of those pig races, like come. The baby races that they do.
Yeah.
You put the babies on the ground, one of the babies feels like walking over the finish line. He does.
Fishing is baby races.
Yeah. You're telling me there's skill in throwing a hook
skill.
In the worldwide ocean.
I know it is because I catch fish more than anybody else I know. Anybody else? I'm one of the top five fishermen in the world.
Okay.
I mean,
what? I am.
What's going on here?
Hey, remember, Crowder, we talked about this like a year ago. Those two competitive fishermen were caught cheating. Like they found weights inside the fish because the guys were using weights to catch them.
They weren't getting lucky.
They went to jail.
Sometimes you got to make your own luck.
Right.
Sometimes you got to make your own luck.
It'll be hard to regulate fishing, but fishing is not lucky.
Roulette.
It's not roulette.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat with 60 people. I have a bucket full of fish. Larry next to me still sitting there playing with his little reel and trying to figure out how to tie a hook.
Probably doesn't have the expensive lure you do.
I know. You know what? And he doesn't know how to tie the hook, get it down there, right depth, right angle with the current. Put the chum line out. Man, I'm not getting into this with you.
What do you have for headlines, Solana, here for the 3 o'clock hour? Let's get a quick look so we can get back on the clock.
It's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Crowder could have been leading Team USA in handball right now instead of talking to us, Hawk.
Is that game on somewhere?
Handball? It was earlier today. Handball's, bro, nuts. You guys been watching fencing at all?
No.
Watch a little fencing. They got some new methodology, a little dull jumpy, little jump action. It's kind of like when Daniel LaRusso unveiled the crane kick at the All Valley tournament. Yeah, got a new jumping methodology in fencing.
Let me ask you, Solana, do you need knees in handball?
You certainly don't need it in fishing.
Find me a sport where you don't need strong knees, and I will take over.
Shooting.
Oh, I got a hell of a shot.
Have you
skeletons?
Seen these? Ooh,
I can.
I actually think no knees would be a benefit in skeleton.
I
literally no knees.
I can shoot the wings off of a fly, and he falls down and walks the rest of his life.
Archery.
I'm not that good with a bow.
No, I'll work on it. I'll find you something.
All right.
I'm trying to start the South Florida's first curling team. So that we can be ready for the upcoming Winter Olympics in 2 years. So if you guys want part, you let me know.
It'll take a couple of years, you think?
Yeah.
Get Olympic ready?
2 years. Train at Kendall Weiss Arena every Tuesday, sure. Thursday, 9 p.m. You guys let me know.
And then hit Manhattan Chicago-style pizza afterwards.
I can't lock in with you because you're going to get sick with anxiety.
What about pickleball at the Olympics?
That's coming.
That's is it? I mean, it's got to be, right? Yeah. It's such a popular
that
sport.
That and paddle will be additions over the next 10 years. What is a sport this year is that breakdancing. They're calling it breaking, which I am just interested to see happen. But I've seen some videos. It's a little cringe. I'm not going to lie. Like, everybody's just doing the same. You're just building up to stand on your head. You know, like, it's the same thing. So you do a little spin on your head. Everybody does the exact same moves.
You know what's big in D.C. that's not big in South Florida, and I don't even know what it is squash.
Yeah, racquetball. Mm.
What is it?
Racquetball.
Like racquetball.
That's racquetball? They have, like, squash. They have squash posters throughout the city. They have squash leagues that are being promoted in D.C.
Are you sure?
I never heard of squash before.
Are you sure you're not confusing it with paddle, which is a very new hot game right now? It's similar to it's a combination of racquetball and tennis, where you're in a glass enclosing, but there's two entrances along the net. So you could literally run outside and inside the court while playing with a tennis ball and a massive paddle.
It's called squash.
But squash has been around forever.
But I
so for the Olympics, you know, they're going to call...
Georgetown has a squash team, which blew my mind.
In Mexico, they call it pepinillo pelota.
Pickleball?
Took me a while to get to that joke because I've been looking up how to say pickle in Spanish for 3 minutes.
But wouldn't it be pelota de...
I call it pepinillo pelota.
But it would be the opposite in Spanish.
Well, we've Americanized it. Because the Olympics, you know, they're international, so there's different languages.
Mm-hmm. What about in French?
In French, obviously. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
I don't know what I'm doing there.
Shout out to the men's gymnastics team from the United States.
Are these spoilers? Because some people want to watch it tonight.
It is a spoiler, but I mean...
Okay, well, just give people a warning.
Okay, I'll give another one. this is a... If you don't want to know what the USA men's gymnastics team did, turn off your radios for like 10 seconds.
All right.
They won bronze. First time they've medaled since 2008.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
The Marlins did trade Jazz Chisholm. That was the big Marlins story over the weekend. They also waived Josh Bell, which was also a bizarre move by the Marlins.
So they put him on waivers, which doesn't necessarily mean he's not on the Marlins anymore. They're seeing if someone claims him off waivers. So they put him on waivers, but then he played yesterday. Mm-hmm. The original story said that he was outright waived, which would have meant, go pack your bags. We'll pay you, but you know, you're free to go wherever you want. That would have been really weird. They put him on waivers, though. Not as weird, still weird, but they're not going to get anything for him.
A little weird.
Yesterday, a Marlins player hit for the cycle, Xavier Edwards. Second cycle in team history. The only other player to do it was Luis Arraez last
year.
That's
how? Yeah. Wow.
In team history?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
That's impressive.
Tough break for this Xavier Edwards kid, you know? Finally.
Too close to being the first.
No, I mean, finally. Just, like, first home run yesterday, hits for the cycle. Dude's getting traded. He's playing too well. Bruce Sherman's like, oh, this guy, get him out of here. He's playing way
get
too well.
Get him out of here.
Trade deadline's tomorrow.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Love got paid. Tua got paid. Jordan Love, 4 years, $220 million. Dolphins had their first padded practice today, by the way.
All right.
Yeah, Jack. Separate the men from the boys.
Mm-hmm.
We got football Pepe-Nio.
Menea from the boys.
Manea means pee, by the way. So,
yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. The Miami Hurricanes start fall camp this Wednesday, which is exactly 1 month before UMUF.
All right.
Good luck.
Good weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Hey, there is a I saw the National Hurricane Center posted they have to continue to monitor an area in the tropic Atlantic with a medium chance, 50% of development in the next 7 days. So,
yeah, they were saying something could be. You could see a little weather, a little action, a little activity this weekend. Originally, they had, you know, Florida kind of in the crosshairs. Now I've seen a couple spaghetti models that take it into the Gulf, a couple that take it curving up to the northeast. So we'll keep an eye.
What's the name?
No name.
Neil.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't be concerned with Pepper Neo.
It would be Debbie.
Is who?
Oh, Debbie?
Yeah, it would be Debbie.
Oh, Solana, your mom on the rampage.
My goodness.
Yeah, that is my mother's
name.
I haven't
seen Debbie this angry since they tried to bake a chocolate cake that was already frosted.
All right. That is your weather.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get back on the clock here and talk some Dolphins training camp when we come back.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Another one. Hawk and Crowder.
Here is some details. Here are some details, I should say, Crowder, of the Tua Tagovailoa deal that he signed. I think he signed it on Saturday, but they announced on Friday. This is from Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio. Here is what he writes. Everything you need to know. Number one, signing bonus, $42 million.
That's in the bank.
So the signing bonus, that's one check. Day you sign it, I guess.
No, they could break it down. They can say like, yeah, $10 million on whatever. What is it? July 30th, $10 million, August 15th, $10, but that's yours. That's your money.
2024 base salary, $1.125 million fully guaranteed.
That's not a lot. That's $1.12 divided by 17. So that's puppies.
2025 offseason roster bonus, $25 million fully guaranteed.
That's a check.
2025 offseason workout bonus, $250,000.
I had a $250,000 workout bonus 1 year. So 2 years.
Did you get it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not for $250,000 to work out. I wasn't missing that check.
2025 base salary, $25.046 million, fully guaranteed. 2025 per game active roster bonus, $750,000.
And that's on top of his salary.
Mm-hmm. 2026 offseason workout bonus, $250,000.
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
2026 base salary, $54 million, guaranteed for injury and fully guaranteed in 2025.
That's the big one. That's fully guaranteed, play or not, $54 million, 2025. That's where the bulk of the money is.
2026 per game active roster bonus, $750,000. 2027 offseason workout bonus, $250,000. 2027 offseason roster bonus, $5 million. 2027 base salary, $31 million, $20 million of which is guaranteed for injury. In 2026, $3 million converts to a full guarantee. In 2027, the other $17 million vests. 2027 per game active roster bonus, $750,000. 2028 offseason workout bonus, $250,000. 2028 offseason roster bonus, $7 million. 2028 base salary, $41.4 million. And he sums it up. The deal also includes $9 million in potential incentives for 2025 through 2028. Each year, he can get $250,000 for 50% of the regular season playing time, 50% playing time in a wild card win, $500,000 for 50% regular season playing time and 50% playing time in a divisional round win, $500,000 conference championship win, $1 million Super Bowl win. Contract has $93.171 million fully guaranteed at signing and a practical guarantee of $147.171 million since another $54 million due in 2026 vests in 2025. And he writes, it's a three-year commitment to Tua with only $3 million in guarantees that would linger into 2027 if the Dolphins decide to move on. Still, if they do move on, he'd end up with more than $150 million for those 3 years. So essentially $50 million a year.
Whew. Honestly, great deal on both sides, to be honest.
Seems like it, right?
Yeah, he's getting paid. Like you're saying, that 2026 year, that's the stupid one. $54 million guarantee. Like, that's
if he's great, crazy. If he's great, he's going to get a lot more than that anyway. Yes. And if he's not great, he's never going to see a dime of that. So that's, you know.
And no, he's still walking away with 150 on this deal.
Correct.
Like, it is what it is, but you have him. So now it's a three-year deal. That 28, you were talking about this and that and the escalators and Super
Bowl. Never had.
All. Now, yeah, like that. If he's great by 2026, they're going to re-sign him again, and they're going to keep him through 2030. Like, yep. Yeah, so this is a three-year, $150 million deal is what I've understood it as when listening to you.
You got 2 years to go win a Super Bowl. And if you do, or if you get really close, then you don't feel bad about paying him $50-plus million in 2026. That's the way I look at it. You have 2 years.
Same thing
here.
With Jordan Love? Got 2 years to win a Super Bowl?
No.
No.
I don't know. We have to get his contract numbers. I can let you
wait
know.
Wait a second, though. But why? How come it's not the
I
same
know.
For Jordan Love?
You're right. Like, what? The way What's you the phrase difference? It is perfect.
No, I say the difference because Tua's played a lot more than Jordan Love, and Tua's been hurt a number of times more than Jordan Love because Jordan Love never been hurt. Jordan does not.
He wasn't playing. He was on the bench. How can you get hurt?
No. I'm not justifying it. I'm explaining it. Jordan was not injured because Jordan wasn't playing his first 3 years, but there's no question about Jordan's health. There's question about Tua's health.
Well, there's no question about Jordan's health because he wasn't playing.
I'm on your side on this one.
Well, I'm more confused by Solana's take. He was adamant, Tua, you've got 2 years based on that contract to go win a Super Bowl and you won't feel bad. And I said the same thing with Jordan Love, who's making more than him, by the way, with less of a body of work to go on. But you don't think he needs to win a Super Bowl in 2 years. What's happening there?
No, it is funny. You're right. And by the way, I don't mean Tua has 2 years to go win a Super Bowl, so I feel good about the contract. I'm saying the way it's structured, it's, hey, you're going to get the real big money outside of the 150 you're guaranteed in 2 years. But it's team-friendly up front so that it helps the Dolphins during their what we're calling allotted Super Bowl window. So
window.
You have 2 years here where you're going to help us, and all that money is coming later. And if you're a Dolphins fan, somebody like me, if you get to a Super Bowl or you win a Super Bowl, you have no problem with the contract he's going to get. You, like Crowder said, you're probably going to want him to get paid more based on what other guys are going to be paying. I don't know what I'm doing with Jordan Love, though. You're right. You pointed out a very unfair double standard I'm playing.
Shouldn't they both have the same amount of pressure at this point?
What's even crazier, Hawk, is that they came out at the same time. Like, I keep thinking of, well, Jordan Love, long-term. They're the same age. They came out at the exact same year.
Yeah, he just didn't play.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they said on him, and now we're looking at him as this young guy, but he's to his age, he's to his draft.
Yeah.
I'm just saying they both have the same, in my opinion, they would both have the same amount of pressure going into this season. Because I imagine there are Green Bay fans scratching their heads going, wait a second, like, we've seen enough of him? Or maybe they're saying, yeah, thank God we locked him up because we saw what he did against Dallas in the playoffs, and this is our guy.
That's it, Hawk. I hate to say it, but I was going to tell you that the last time Green Bay saw Jordan Love, it was beating the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Then they win and lost next week. But it's like this young dude played 8 games and balled out. Now, his numbers were stupid, 22 touchdowns, 5, and whatever his numbers were, some crazy numbers. Then he went on and whooped Dak Prescott and America's team in the playoffs. And he played
well. And I imagine, just thinking back, Dallas had to be a huge favorite in that game. I'm imagining that I bet Dallas.
They were in Dallas with a young quarterback coming to take over, the guy that's been paid twice. And Jordan Love outplayed Dak. So it's not justified, but I don't know how many.
You know what? You're right, though. The last time their fan base, saw him, he was handling Dak. I mean, obviously they lost after that, but he was handling Dallas. Last time we saw Tua was like this 3-game stretch of, hey, can you win one of these? Hey, just one.
And Tua's played 2 times as many games than Jordan Love has played, guaranteed, 2 times plus. We think of Jordan as a baby. He's not. He's
right.
Tua's draft class.
It's what I just literally hit me. Like, hold on a second. Why am I giving Jordan Love the benefit of the doubt when they were drafted the exact same year and they're getting paid the exact same year? Shouldn't they have the exact same expectations? But
Jordan
they don't.
Jordan Love got more money. He got more money.
But Green Bay's roster isn't what the Dolphins' roster is. And they won a playoff game. That would be Jordan's argument of,
sure.
You give Jordan Love, Tyreek, Waddle, Mostert, that would be my argument for Jordan Love. Give him Tua's players, Jordan would break every record in the NFL. I don't know if it's true, but that would be my argument for Jordan after I saw the last 8 games he played.
But it also matters that Tua has played more and he's been under center leading his team more than Jordan Love has. Like, you can't just brush that aside. The reality, the facts are, we've seen Tua Tagovailoa lead multiple teams with different head coaches, and it's produced the same result. And at some point...
Well, not with Nick Saban.
That's what we're doing here? College?
I'm just saying, I mean, we've seen him win a championship
before. Well, if that's the case, then Deshaun Watson has no expectations. Trevor Lawrence has no expectations. Like, that's what we're doing here? I mean, if we're going to use college as a barometer?
I'm just saying. It sounds like you're putting Brian Flores on the level of Nick Saban to me, unless I was taking that wrong.
No, have we or have we not seen Tua start with multiple head coaches, lead multiple teams over a 3-year sample size, and it's led to what? No playoff wins, right? We've seen that 3-4 seasons now. Whether or not the context, whether or not you like head coach or the play calling,
football.
We have. But
Tyreek Hill is a 99 on Madden. Did you see that?
Deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Joins the 99 club. I mean, that's partly due to Tua.
Who was throwing him the ball?
Wait! You're laughing.
Come
was he a 99
on,
in KC?
Come on.
Was he a 99 in Kansas City?
I don't have the Madden numbers in front of me from 4 years ago, but I would bet he was either a 99, 98, or 97. He was up there.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, was he ever a 99 before? Dude was flirting with 2,000 yards. You don't think Tua had anything to do with that?
I'm not telling you. I'm not taking anything away from Tua. Tyreek Hill's a 99.
You laughed at it when I said that Tua's got something to do with the 99.
Because Tyreek Hill's a stud with or without Tua. We knew that. And the reason
he ever flirted with 2,000 yards before?
The reason he left Kansas City outside of money was because he felt like they weren't throwing him the ball enough.
Want to play with a good quarterback.
Tua had a better completion percentage. Tua was 11-6, and Jordan Love was 9-8. So Tua has a better winning percentage. Tua threw for 500 yards more, but Jordan Love had more passing touchdowns and less interceptions.
Yeah, but look at the last 8 weeks of the season or 6 weeks of the season.
And a better touchdown percentage. And that's what you do. You can break
down the stats. And
also
more postseason games because he won one.
He won a postseason game. His postseason stats are way better than Tua because that Kansas City game was embarrassing. But so you – numbers-wise, Tua and Jordan could be argued both sides, honestly.
Agreed. Which is my only point was they should both have the same amount of pressure going into this season. It sounded like Solana was giving Jordan Love a pass, and Tua's like, hey, you better deliver.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And I'm willing to acknowledge it might be a little bit unfair as we just talked it through, but that is what I'm doing. Jordan Love, we've seen it for 8 games. If he doesn't win this year, but he gets, you know, back to the playoffs, I don't think anybody in Green Bay is saying we made the biggest mistake ever, as long as he looks good as he did last year. If the Dolphins have the exact same season as they did last year, people are going to be extremely upset.
Well, outraged. Rightfully so. I'm with that.
Those are the numbers for last year. But this is my question to y'all, because I brought it up. I had to look up the numbers. That's why I got their damn stats like that. Jordan Love has started 18 games since he got drafted. Tua has started 51 games since he got drafted. Do you take experience, like you're saying, games under center? Because last season, you could argue, but Jordan Love had no work before for last season. For last 2023 season, he had no work, but now his numbers look just like Tua's.
I like to know more of what I'm getting, and I think I know more of what I'm getting with Tua. Now, I'm not diminishing what I saw from Jordan Love, and I'll specifically the playoff win, but because he looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league in the playoff win, right? At the end of the season, Solana points out, the end of the season, he looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league. If he continues that trajectory, he's going to be in the conversation as one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I just don't know. He started one season. The heck of a gamble.
Ooh. Two in the playoffs. One game, loss. One touchdown, one interception. Jordan Love in the playoffs. 2 games, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 68% completion percentage, 466 yards.
They're pretty equal there.
What happened again? I'm just talking numbers. I'm not picking a side, but Jordan was impressive last playoff run.
And I'll tell you why he really got that deal. And I know Dolphins fans may be upset to hear this, but there's a reason Tua only played in one playoff game, because he was injured for the other one. Jordan Love, dude, looks the part.
Mm-hmm.
Looks the part.
No doubt.
He's got the height. He's got the arm. And he's got the athleticism. Dude looks the part. Which is also why I think Tua, it's a bit unfair, some of the criticism he gets. It's because he's not 6'3", 6'4".
Sure.
And you don't have to be. We know that. But when you're looking at all these national lists ranking quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa, despite being the third highest paid one, is consistently snubbed around 14, 15. And we know that's unfair. It's probably because he's 5'11 or 6 feet.
And Brian Flores made him look like a dainty little flower. Sapped his self-confidence.
And is that why we ask people who you like more, Trevor Lawrence or Tua, Jordan Love or Tua, this or Tua? And the numbers flat out say Tua's better, but people pick other guys. It's because the look of
Trevor Lawrence looks like if you were doing create a character.
6'5",
your quarterback.
250. Yep. Jordan Love, 6'5", 250.
Josh Allen.
C.J. Stroud.
Pick after pick, man.
Deshaun Watson. I've been around these guys recently. Like, they are big, physically demanding human beings. You're around Tua. He's a pleasant young man, but he doesn't tower over a room.
But to be fair, I don't think those are fair, you know, things to be skeptical about. There's outliers. Drew Brees is a great example. He's an outlier. He was somebody who didn't fit the prototype, but
Doug Flutie.
No! Don't laugh at him. But it's Flutie. It's Drew Brees.
I'm not Keep laughing. Going. I'm just saying. Like,
I can name. I can.
I was trying to outdo my Julia Child reference.
I can name 75 Hall of Famers that looked the part. 6'4 plus 250.
Yeah, but I could name 75 busts who looked the part too. Ryan Leaf looked the part. Yeah.
You're gonna say Flutie. You're gonna say Drew Brees, and you might throw Russell Wilson in there, and then you're gonna run out of names.
No, stop it.
Who?
I'd have to think about it. Joey Harrington wasn't a big dude, was he?
Joey Harrington was tall as me. Taller.
Also, he stunk.
Yeah, he was terrible. Pennington, 6'4". The Marino, 6'4".
I go through a list. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. We're going to give away. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to make a list. And not for today. Not for today. I'll work on it, though. I'm going to spitball, and we'll circle back. And I'm off tomorrow. I'd have had it tomorrow, but I'm off tomorrow. So maybe Wednesday. Oh, but you're off Wednesday. I don't want to share the list without you being here.
Oh, okay.
Thursday, everybody pencil it in for Thursday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!